You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday as we dive back into NFL Divisional Weekend here, starting Saturday with the Bengals and the Titans. Four great games. The Lions currently no bigger than six, all the way down to 1.5 in the Bills game. Let's talk about some line movement here, guys, and then we'll get to some injury stuff, and they kind of coincide. We could start with the line movement, the Packers and the 49ers. We've referenced it today. It is up to six now, where the Packers are the favorite. I do wonder how much of this is because of uncertainty or what our guest Eric Eager said about an hour ago, that some of this might be baked in, knowing that Jimmy G might not be able to go. I've got to think he's going to play in this game. Like, that's my thought. And we'll find out today. We get a practice report later in the day. We'll obviously react tomorrow, Joe. But, I mean, he got through the game on Sunday. He didn't come out of the game and couldn't play. He wasn't in a sling. He's hurting. But he's been hurting a lot, and he's played. He played through a thumb injury to start the playoff game. This reminds me of Goff a little bit last year. This game reminds me of Rams-Packers last year. Remember, Goff got hurt. They won the playoff game on the road in Seattle. He wasn't even starting that game. But who is it? Who was the guy for the Rams that played to start that game? The backup for
Wolford?
The Rams last year. Yeah, Wolford, right? And then Goff came in because he had to go to the hospital. They won the game. Goff wasn't right physically, and they went to Lambeau. It was about a six-point number, if I remember correctly. And Goff played, and they lost. I think Garoppolo is going to play. I think the Packers are the right side as of this moment. But, boy, I just wish Jimmy G could be 100%. I think it could be a fun game if he was.
I also think he's going to play. Yeah. But think about the injuries that we're discussing. So last week it was about the thumb going into that game. He was good for a half. So when did the shoulder sprain exactly happen? It's the throwing shoulder. That's the thing. So you've got the thumb, which he's constantly dealing with, trying to grip the football, and you've got the throwing shoulder, which occurs him with every movement in that game. And I know they're a running team, but still, I mean, this could be big. So how much better can it get by Saturday night? I mean, Trey Lance, his only road start this year, he completed just above 50%. And that was against Arizona, and he did not have a touchdown in that game. Man, it completely changes my opinion on this. I think there's value at six or higher if Jimmy Garoppolo plays. But there is that question. You don't know how healthy he is. The line should be much shorter than it is. But, what Eager said, they're baking in the injury. It's not Jimmy Garoppolo at 100% when he played his best ball in the second half of the season. It's a hobbled Garoppolo, probably closer to the Garoppolo that we saw on Sunday in the second half.
Right.
Do we think this line will move even more, or you guys think it'll kind of stay here?
I think it moves more.
If what?
I do, too.
If we
just as the Garoppolo stuff gets out there, maybe more of the public is coming in on Green Bay.
Like, yeah. I think if we find out he hasn't practiced, if he doesn't practice or is limited, I think the number moves more. 6.5 we get to. I don't know if we're getting to 7 just on practice stuff, but we'll see.
I mean, I might consider at 7 taking the Niners as underdogs if Jimmy G plays. I think it's still an upgrade. A banged up Jimmy G is still an upgrade over Trey Lance for me in the playoffs.
Yes, I agree with that.
San Francisco has been an underdog 4 times this year. One was a Trey Lance start. Okay, let's assume it's Garoppolo. 3 other games. Dallas and the Rams twice. They won all 3 with Jimmy Garoppolo starting as underdogs. Straight up, they won them.
They've only been dogs 3 times this year?
four. The Lance too. There was a Lance start. Yeah. San Francisco. Only dogs four times total. Mm. Which you've got to remember in the beginning of the season they were so bad against the spread because the expectations were so lofty.
I just wonder how many teams left have been underdogs less. That's a short number. Only been underdogs four times.
I can tell you. I was actually looking at this
That's
yesterday.
Interesting.
I don't think the Bucks were underdogs this year.
Not even closing line in LA against the Rams.
No, I'll tell you.
I thought maybe that went to the Rams.
No,
but maybe
they were
not.
the favorite in every game. Favorite in every game. The Rams were dogs twice. Tampa Bay, once. Arizona, they won both of those games. So yeah, Kansas Bay. Oh, Kansas City was a favorite in every game this year.
So Tampa Bay will be the underdog for the first time all year next week, assuming they move on. Right? They go to Green Bay. They'll be the dogs in that game.
Or they stay home and play San Francisco.
And they're a 7-point favorite.
Yeah. Huge favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. I imagine of the team, Cincinnati probably was the underdog the most. Probably 7 or 8 times. Maybe 6, 7, 8 times.
Yeah.
They
I mean,
a lot.
Middle of the year, we talked about it on the show. Zach Taylor was still 50-1 to be the coach of the year, and he might win it.
Remember the game against the Ravens? That was when we started to jump on that Bengals bandwagon. We were like, what? They're getting 6.5 points in Baltimore. They went and won that game outright, and Jamar Chase just went crazy. That's when the tide turned there. All right, so we get the line movement in the 49ers-Packers and the injury stuff with Jimmy G. The other line movement is Buffalo. Buffalo is down to 1.5. The Chiefs are only 1.5-point favorites in this game on Sunday in Arrowhead. Joe, we've talked a lot this year on the show about home field advantage. What is it really worth? Is this line telling us the Bills are looked at as the better team? Or even, right? Whatever you think home field is worth. And Arrowhead probably has some of the most – whatever you think home field is worth, Arrowhead's probably one of the few you can maybe bump it up a little bit.
So at the opening number that we had at 2.5, I think what the line was saying was because home field means more in the playoffs, what the line was saying that these teams are even. So – does it mean that the market is saying the Bills are better? I think it just means that the market believes that the Bills are going to win this game. The people that bet very early, that they thought there was some value at 2.5. They weren't going to sit around and hope for the outside chance that it was going to go to 3 because it was never, ever going to 3. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it's telling you, that really these teams are even. When you look at that opening number at 2.5 and they lean towards the Bills a little bit. So, yeah, during the season, I would say home field is about a point and a half, but during the playoffs, I'd tick that up. So I when the line was set at 2.5, I think that's the message that was sent. These teams are even on a neutral.
Yeah,
I agree. I think the only reason why the Chiefs are probably favored is because they're more of a public team because what they've done in the past, but these teams seem very even to me. I like
and Buffalo beat them this year, right? But we've seen this. We just watched this matchup a few months ago.
What was it, 38-20? What was that
20, score? Yeah. Right, because Joe had the nugget yesterday. All those rematches. They
58.
Points.
Yes. You could put, I don't know who you'd want to pair it with, but Bills in a teaser.
I'd pair it with either the Rams up, obviously, or Green Bay down to a pick 'em. Now, you could have got Green Bay at a better number. I mean, you could have teased it through the zero if you wanted because they were only 4.5 the other day. But as we sit here right now, teaser leg, Joe, I would go, if I'm pairing the Bills, I did it yesterday, actually. I did it already. I put Bills 2.5 up to 8.5 with the Rams up to 9. That was my teaser. But the Packers down to pick them, I would do that too.
That seems pretty strong. Green Bay down to a pick 'em, Buffalo higher than a one-score game.
Yeah.
Yeah, the concern, which Eager brought up as well, is Buffalo KC is the highest total of the week, and we preach all year that you want to stay away from the super high totals, and we're in the mid-50s, but we have limited options here. So you're not teasing it. I'm not teasing anything with Tennessee because I like the Tennessee side, and there is a possibility that they just run away from them at the very end.
Late score puts it to 10, and you don't cover the 9.5. That worries me too.
That's a concern. Rams is a possibility. You get that through the 8. Yeah. You could do that.
I like that one. Rams-Bills teaser.
Rams, Bills, or Rams, Bills, Packers are your options.
Yeah, Cincinnati, Tennessee's a. I saw your point a couple days ago with the Bengals money line, and I still do. I could see if Burrow gets protected, but it feels like a tough spot for the Bengals.
The more information we get and the health of the defensive line for Cincinnati, the more I look at it, and Tennessee with all that rest too, and they just had their Super Bowl. They're going all over the city, like Paul mentioned. Yeah. So, here's Josh Allen off his. I don't want to say all world performances, but when he's had a great game, what does he do the week after? Just something to take a look at. So against Washington, he was terrific. 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, passed for 358. Next week, they rolled Houston. It was Houston. The numbers weren't as great, but who cares? They won 40-0. Again, after that Kansas City game, they lost to the Titans. So he threw for a lot of yards. He had a really good game statistically. It's just his defense gave up 34 points in that one. So he has been able to back it up. Jets, 366, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Next week, complete dud. Lose to the Colts. Tampa Bay, they lost in overtime. He had a good game. Passed for over 300. They could have won.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Statistically not great, but was efficient against Carolina. He didn't need to do much. So it's really hard to take anything away. After the big Patriots game, 314, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, the biggest dud of the season, no touchdowns, 3 interceptions against Atlanta. So we have seen him come back to earth after a few big games this year.
Here's another thing to factor in this weekend. We mentioned Bengals, Titans. Aaron, I think you brought this up with Eric Eager. Did you see the numbers on Mike Vrabel when he has that 8 days of rest, 8 plus
yes.
days of rest? It's a pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
So some of these are Jaguars games, which I think we could say the Jaguars stink anyway, but not all of them. Like, there are some good teams he beat in there. So here are the numbers. Mike Vrabel with 8 plus days of rest between games as a head coach. 8-0, points per game, 29.6. Opponents' points per game, this is the one that stood out to me, 10.9. Point differential of 18.7. These games haven't been close.
You know,
it's good.
Good defensive mind.
I've said that I understand the move from 2.5 to 3.5. What is the public going to do? Is the public going to come in and say, man, Joe Burrow's awesome. I love the swag, the connection he has with Ja'Marr Chase. They're putting
the cigar he smokes after a game.
Oh, like, it's hard not to like Joe Burrow. Are they going to come in and say, I'm getting more than a field goal, and I get the best quarterback on the field on my team? I'm going to roll with them? Or what are they going to do? Are they going to say, nah, this is too much. Look at the mismatches. I think the public's going to come in on Joe Burrow.
I do too. I still don't feel like a lot of people are talking about the Titans. Aside from that full screen graphic that's a little, it's very impressive. I just feel like people have kind of forgotten about the Titans. Or maybe it's just me and I'm not hearing a lot about them. But that's a scary thing, you know, because it's all, it's really been Bengals, Joe Burrow, the weapons he has. And I just don't feel like there's publicly and national media wise been as much attention on the Titans.
The Titans feel to me, in some ways, like the 2017 Eagles. Now, they're favored in this game, so it's not as ridiculous. The Eagles were underdogs in the first playoff home.
Yes.
But, I mean, next week, if the Bills win and the Titans win, the Titans are going to be home underdogs in the AFC title game. That was the Eagles in 2017. They were home underdogs in a title game. That's going to happen next week if the Bills and Titans win.
Titans Super Bowl. Let's go. You in?
I think it's just not a sexy, exciting team. It's just, you know what I mean?
Isn't that always the Titans? This is always the Titans. Back when they had Eddie George and then Kerry Collins, they're always pretty good and they're never exciting.
Never
no
sexy.
No one ever cares. Yeah.
Yeah. They got good pass rushers too. Nobody talks about them.
Simmons. I mean, that defensive line. That's really why I'm on them this week. I just think they're going to kick the butts of the Bengals offensive line.
Yeah. I agree. Well, that's the thing. How much is Joe Burrow going to be able to cover up? Because a quarterback can fix a lot of things. Can he fix his head coach play caller? Can he fix the injuries on defense? You know, that's the issue. Can he fix going up against Vrabel and company? Can he fix Derrick Henry's return? It's probably going to be too much.
Yeah, and you don't need a mobile quarterback, and I know a lot of people would rather not have one. Burrow is not mobile. If it's Josh Allen, maybe he gets out of the way of that pass rush a couple times. I don't know if Burrow can. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks with BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Up next, lightning bets for Wednesday right here on the BetQL Network.
Each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking up new customers with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. Bet 5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. I love Green Bay this weekend to win in Lambeau against a banged-up San Fran team. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. Already have a FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel is hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50, too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code BETQL when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use promo code BETQL and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff.
21 and over, present in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Minimum bet $25. Max bonus $35. Visit online real money wager for risk-free bet. Refund and bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. Tennessee red line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.